From the CBS Chicago Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Tuesday, July 2nd. This morning, the Evanston Fire Department will be back out at Lighthouse Beach searching for a man who's been missing since Sunday. The 41-year-old was among four swimmers who got caught up in the choppy water during red flag conditions along the lakefront. Crews rescued three of them, but this is now being called a recovery mission. Lighthouse Beach is expected to reopen today when lifeguards are on duty. Chicago police have now issued a missing person alert for a woman who vanished during a yoga retreat in the Bahamas. 41-year-old Taylor Casey has not been seen since June 19th. Casey's mother says she's not satisfied with the investigation and is asking for help from U.S. government officials. Two men stole more than $500 worth of packages from mail trucks yesterday afternoon in the Portage Park, Jefferson Park, and Austin neighborhoods. Chicago police say they robbed three USPS vehicles in under 2 hours, and they say in each incident the thieves drove off in a white SUV. Howard Brown Health, one of the country's largest LGBTQ+ health organizations, is laying off dozens of employees. According to a letter to staff, 43 positions, or 7% of its workers, are being cut by the end of August. It comes amid a $6 million budget shortfall. The heat and humidity will begin to build back up today, but along with it comes rain chances. We could see some early showers and overnight storms with highs back in the mid-80s. For CBS News Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.